Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, if you're looking for a place to keep discussing Fast and Furious, our comments page for the last segment has a lot of comments up there already. If you want to join that fray, go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, in the Republican primary debates, Mitt Romney was known for taking a hard line against undocumented immigrants, sometimes referring to them as illegals, and urging steps toward self-deportation. But yesterday, in a speech in Florida to the National Association of Latino Elected Officials, the candidate took what many are calling a softer tone. Joining me now to talk about Governor Mitt Romney's proposals is Miguel Perez, a journalist, syndicated columnist, and journalism professor at Lehman College of the City University of New York. Miguel Perez, welcome to WNYC.
Brian, it's a pleasure being on your show.
Governor Romney started by addressing the economy, and he spent much of the speech on Obama's economic record and on the slow recovery. Here's his statement to Hispanics about that. Hispanics have been hit disproportionately hard, he said. While national unemployment is still above 8%, Hispanic unemployment is at 11%. Now, we've seen poll after poll that the economy is the number one issue for Hispanics or Latinos. Do you think what Romney said struck a chord, or was everybody just waiting to hear what he said about immigration and Obama's announcement last week?
I think most people were waiting to hear something more about immigration. There was an elephant in the room, and it wasn't the Republican elephant. The guy just keeps ignoring the fact that he has to deal with 11 million undocumented immigrants who are already here, and that he did not address at all. So, you know, what kind of reform is he talking about when he's not dealing yet with the main problem? He is not willing to deal with the main problem because he's afraid of alienating his conservative base, you know, the people who had so much trouble during the primaries coming along to his side. He had such a hard time, you know, getting the conservative base to support him, and he's terrified that anything he says to Latino now is going to alienate that other portion of his base. So as you said in the introduction, he's walking a tightrope.
So here is about a minute of Romney walking that tightrope, specifically on the president's order last week.
Some people have asked if I will let stand the president's executive order. The answer is that I will put in place my own long-term solution that will replace and supersede the president's temporary measure. As president, I won't settle for stopgap measures. I'll work with Republicans and Democrats to build a long-term solution. And I'll prioritize measures and I want you to also know this. I will prioritize efforts that strengthen legal immigration and make it more transparent and easier. And I'm going to address the problem of illegal immigration in a civil and resolute manner. We may not always agree, but when I make a promise to you, I will keep it.
So, Miguel, let me start with the very end of that clip. We may not always agree, but when I make a promise to you, I will keep it. A not-so-veiled reference to what some critics call the promesa de Obama, the yet unfulfilled promise Obama made as a candidate in 2008 for immigration reform through legislation. What do you think of Romney's reference there?
Look, you know, you hear all this over and over again. Romney and all of his, people who speak for him are all talking about how the Democrats could have done this. And the Democrats could have done this in the beginning of, you know, Obama's first year or so, first 2 years. Of course they could have done it. They did have a majority, but the only reason why they didn't do it is because they had 100% opposition from Republicans. So it takes a lot of gall for Republicans now to be using this as one of their talking points. What they're leaving out is Obama couldn't do it because, yes, he didn't have any of us on his side. And so it really is an insult to people's intelligence for Romney and other Republicans to be talking about, well, he didn't do the right thing for Latinos. He didn't do the right thing for Latinos because you opposed him. And you're leaving that part out of it. So, you know, it really gets to the point when they speak to Latinos this way is that it becomes an insult to our intelligence. We've been around. It's not like we've been asleep for the last couple of years and we haven't seen all the rhetoric and everything that's been going on. The climate, the anti-immigrant climate in this nation has changed so much over the last couple of years because it has been driven, especially by the Republican House of Representatives, the Congress. I mean, but the presidential candidates followed up with that during the primaries, those debates, those GOP debates. My God, they were enough to scare Latinos away from any of the Republican candidates. So now they decide on Romney. Romney has gone so far to the right that he basically went off a cliff with the Latino community, and he's trying to find a way to climb back off that cliff, which is practically impossible at this point. What can he possibly say to Latinos that doesn't alienate his conservative base? And that's the game he's trying to play right now.
Listeners, any reaction to that clip or anything else you've heard from Romney's speech yesterday to the Organization of Latino Elected Officials? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Also in that clip, Miguel, he said, "I will prioritize measures that strengthen legal immigration and make it more transparent and easier." Do you find any promise there that you can sink your teeth into?
We're all for legal immigration. We all think that the border should be reinforced. We all think that immigrants should come here legally. We all think that we need to fix this broken immigration system. But he's not giving you solutions. I read that speech of his twice, and I don't see any solutions. It's vague. It's rhetoric. He doesn't have any specifics as to how he's going, "Oh, I'm going to do this long term." How? He doesn't explain how.
Well, one of the specifics in the speech was to, quote, "reallocate green cards to those seeking to keep their families under one roof." So I guess he would exempt the spouses and minor children of legal permanent residents from caps. Is that...
But again, you're guessing as well as I am, because again, he's not being very specific. That's not clear what he said. I mean, it's very.
It was in the press release. Just to be accurate, it was in the press release that he would exempt the spouses and minor children of legal permanent residents from legal immigration caps.
Okay, but what does that mean? I frankly, I've been following immigration for 30 years, and I still don't know what that means. In terms of, like, is he going to do this for everybody? I have a nephew who lives in Colombia. He's been waiting for 20 years for my brother, his father, to claim him legally. Is that going to speed up his process? Because that doesn't tell me that he's speeding up my nephew's process. And I'm still, I still sympathize. Although I do have people waiting in line, I still sympathize with the 11 million who are already here. Right. Well, why can't Republicans do that?
Well, if I understand the press release correctly, it wouldn't exempt your nephew because he would be brought here as a brother. But if it was a spouse or a minor children of somebody, child who was here legally.
He's a minor child of my brother who is a legal citizen.
Oh, I see. Well, then maybe so.
Yeah. So, but again, it lacks specifics. How is he going to do this? What? When you put together a proposal like this, you have to explain how you're going to make it a reality. And Mitt Romney has a talent for not telling, especially on Latino issues, for not telling us anything of what he's about. Because really, he really has very little to say to us at this point. After everything that we've been through during this primary process, he cannot, the etch-a-sketch doesn't work that well for him in the Latino community anymore.
Here is another specific from the speech. He reiterated a policy that he's proposed several times on the campaign trail regarding those who serve in the military. Listen.
As president, I will stand for a path to legal status for anyone who is willing to stand up and defend this great nation through military service. Those who've risked their lives in defense of America have earned the right to make their life in America.
So is that a policy that you think, Miguel Perez, would be popular among Latinos, or is it a kind of green card draft for people who want legal status?
It's cannon fodder. That's what it is. We call it in Spanish carne de cañón, cannon fodder. Basically, you're turning young undocumented immigrants into mercenaries. If they want to be here legally, they have to join the armed forces. You know, it's great that there are undocumented immigrants who feel so much for this country that they're willing to do this voluntarily. But when you place this, if this becomes law, then they will be joining the armed forces only because they can get their green card. And that's not right. That is not right. They would be becoming mercenaries for a green card.
Let me take a phone call. Cesar in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hello. Cesar, are you there? Not there. Okay, let's try Robert in Brooklyn. Robert?
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
You know, the ink is still dry on this speech. He rushed into it because he was forced to say something. And if I was a member of the Latino community, I would be insulted that this was rushed out there for you know, Obama's decision was political, too. But nobody buys it. Nobody believes Romney cares about the Latino community. Nobody believes Romney cares about any minority. It's insulting, and it's kind of disgusting, and it just proves just how little the entire Romney campaign cares about anything other than their core constituents, their base.
Robert, thank you very much. Do you think
how was that?
Miguel, I know you agree with him, but the timing. Was this speech scheduled? Was this a rush job to respond to the president, or was this speech scheduled? Was he going to address the Latino elected officials conference anyway?
Well, look, he was going to address the Latino conference. The president is speaking to the same conference supposedly today.
Yeah, this afternoon.
So we'll see what the president says. But you look, this was supposed to be Romney's launching of his so-called campaign approaching the Latino community. This was supposed to be the beginning of commercials that they've been preparing, a whole package that they're supposed to be addressing the Latino community with. And the points that he made in his speech are so vague and so little to give us that it's absurd to think that this guy can actually can actually win the Latino vote or come anywhere close. Look, what happens is every 4 years, the Republicans don't expect to win the majority of the Latino votes. They expect to get like 40%. If they do that, they're in really, really good shape because they've divided the Latino vote. We don't no longer vote as a block. And so once they split the Latino vote, somebody gets 40%, they're pretty safe, and the Latino vote is not going to have such an impact. The reason why Obama is president right now is because John McCain only got 31% of the Latino vote. Romney is at 23 or 24% of the Latino vote right now. Yes. How on earth he's going to get up to 40? It's unbelievable that he's there, that he's so far from his goal that, you know, it seems almost impossible that he can win the White House without the Latino vote, and it seems almost impossible at this point that he can win. There's nothing he can say, certainly not what he said yesterday, to swing that up to 40%.
Do you get as cynical about the president as you do about Romney, given the timing of the announcement of this DREAM Act-style order? He could have done this any time over the 4 years.
The DREAM, I do. And the DREAM Act could have been done. What the president did with the DREAM Act could have done it a couple of years earlier. He's taken a long, long time to do it. He's been dragging his feet. I've been very, very critical of Obama over the years for not doing the right thing when he had the opportunity. I have the right to say that because I'm an independent, and I believed in Obama, and I thought he could do it. But for Republicans to be saying that, oh, he could have done it, and he didn't do it, and now Latinos should hold that against them, when it was all the Republicans who opposed them.
It's absurd.
It takes a lot of gall.
Let me get one more call in, pushing back on some of your points. I think Daniel calling from Boston. Hi, Daniel. You're on WNYC.
Oh, hi. Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, some of us don't agree with the fact that a lot of people that came in here to the United States illegally should stay. For one thing, it really opens up a door for Mexico, Central America, and other countries, not to be responsible in creating jobs. Number two, it is not, I understand it's not the fault of the children that came here. It is the fault of the parents, but still we cannot keep, getting these people here. American Indians don't have the same rights that they do of getting in-state tuition to universities and things like that. There's a lot of unfairness in all of this, and me being a Hispanic American, I really, really resent all of this because it makes me look bad. Okay, my parents came here as professionals, and I've been to a lot of Latin American countries, and I see from 5 o'clock in the morning lines and lines of people wanting to do legally the paperwork to come into the United States, Canada, Sweden, wherever.
Daniel, thank you very much for your call. And Miguel, we have a minute left to respond to Daniel. Dissent within the community.
Look, I've been to Latin America, too. I've seen the lines myself. I know that there's a lot of people waiting in line, but we have to deal with reality. There are 11 million people here. You're not going to solve the illegal immigration problem until you get rid of the illegal immigrants. And the only way to get rid of them, you're not going to be able to deport them. So the only way to get rid of them is to legalize them and to have compassion for these people, especially those who have been here for a long time. And especially, I can't imagine a Latino, there are not too many Latinos who speak like the gentleman who just spoke, who don't even have compassion for these young people who were brought here by their parents. It's shameful to speak that way.
Miguel Perez, syndicated columnist, journalism professor at Lehman College. Thank you very much for joining
My
us
pleasure.
Today. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, neuroscientist Elaine Fox on training your brain for optimism. Stay with us.